Mark, chapter 2. And when he entered again into Capernaum after some days, it was heard that he was at home. And many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room for them, no, not even about the door, and he spoke the word to them. And they come, bringing to him a man sick of the palsy, born of four. And not being able to bring the man to him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed on which the sick of the palsy lay. And Jesus, seeing their faith, says to the sick of the palsy, "Child, your sins are forgiven." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man thus speak? He blasphemes. Who can forgive sins but one, God?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they so reasoned to themselves, says to them, "Why do you reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise, and take up your bed, and walk?' But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he says to the sick of the palsy, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." And he arose, and immediately took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted to him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the place of toll, and he says to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. And it comes to pass, that he was sitting at meat in his house, and many publicans and sinners sat down with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with the sinners and publicans, said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats with publicans and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he says to them, "Those who are whole have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners." And John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and they come and say to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the sons of the bridechamber fast, while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they can't fast. But the days will come, when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No man sews a piece of undressed cloth on an old garment, else that which should fill it up takes from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no man puts new wine into old wineskins, else the wine will burst the skins, and the wine perishes, and the skins, but they put new wine into fresh wineskins." And it came to pass, that he was going on the Sabbath day through the grain fields, and his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why do they do on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?" And he says to them, "Did you never read what David did, when he had need, and was hungry, he, and those who were with him? How he entered into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the showbread, which it is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and gave also to those who were with him." And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So that the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath."